regular, regular features, a regular, regular, regular features, a regular, regular, regular features, a regular features show.
Hello and welcome to Regular Features, the podcast that's exactly the same every single week and like every week. My name is Gav Murphy and I'm joined by Mr. Joseph Scrabbles.
Hi.
And Mrs. Steve
Hello.
Fogarty.
Hi, hi, hi. Hello. So hey. Joe just really threw me with his voice now.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
It's a new one.
No, it's a new voice I've been working on, actually.
Stop it.
Okay.
Genuinely don't like that voice. I would not do a podcast with someone who had that voice.
Okay.
Joe, in a normal voice, tell us what features you got coming up for us today.
I've been listening to an 80s hair metal classic and not finding much to enjoy about it, actually, because it's about a woman's anus. So I've rewritten it with new lyrics that are appropriate to the title, and I hope you look forward to finding out what it is. I fell into the voice again.
You did the voice again.
Shit.
Back on. Steve, what feature have you got?
Well, I just had a nap.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm going to try and work something out. So,
okay.
Just bear with me. good nap, though.
Was it?
Any dreams?
Yeah, I can't remember them, though.
Aww.
But it was a good vibe. Quite pleasant. I could tell I was in a safe space when I was asleep. And then I woke up and everything was horrible again.
Regular feature.
Yes.
What's the next one? I hope it's something about Gabby's bum. His two buttocks as sweet as roses, between which the girls will stick their noses.
Steve and I have just been talking about how lucky we are to have hot partners who... who I guess put up with is the way that you would say it, but we both, it sounds like both forced our partners to watch the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale, and with varying degrees of success.
Reese is really into it. Reese loves Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay, yeah. Right, good. Oh, right, okay, fine. So Clara's watched the last three episodes with me when I said, like, oh, will you watch this with me? Because it's the last episodes and stuff. And she was like, I've actually never seen an episode. And I was like, it's really, really good. It's really funny. Like, the last two seasons have been really funny, actually. Mm-hmm. And then I just, you know when you catch yourself doing that thing? Like, you know when you're trying to, like, explain a board game to someone and you can feel yourself losing them and, like, losing grip on the situation, but you can't stop yourself and you're like, oh, this is fucked up. I wouldn't fuck me if I was you.
Yeah, because if you stop, you become unsexy to yourself. And so who are you going to be?
That's worse.
Yes, be
exactly. If you can't find yourself sexy, then how in the hell is anyone else going to find you sexy?
Exactly. But yeah, there was a moment where, and I was like, oh shit, this is what mansplaining is. Like, because it was a moment where, because like the whole of the finale is basically like a send up of the Seinfeld finale. It's very clever. And there's a bit, because like Seinfeld showed up and I go to Clara, I was like, oh, did I tell you that? Oh, I said like Larry David he wrote Seinfeld. And she kind of just looked at me with this look that was like, you've told me every single fucking time we've sat down to watch an episode of this shit show that I do not like.
You turning around, shouting, that's Seinfeld from Seinfeld.
That's Seinfeld out of Seinfeld.
Have you seen B-movie?
I did win her back slightly because I watched like a making of the final episode. And there was a bit where Richard Lewis, that dearly departed Richard Lewis, said really nice things about Larry. And I burst out crying. and I was just a wreck. And then she kind of like warmed a little bit. And then I started putting Richard Lewis clips on. And she went, aw. And then she walked up slowly from the couch into the bedroom and shut the door.
just going to leave you to it.
Crying's cute when it's short. If it goes on forever, I have to go to bed.
Yes, it was just one burst. Like, as he's like, she's tapped the top of my head. Right, see you later. I sat down and dusted. And you say that's definitely the last episode of that.
Did I tell you this is Richard Lewis? Out of, I don't know what else he's in, but...
Robin Hood Men in Tights. And I did say that to him. I was like, do you remember Robin Hood Men in Tights? Yes. That's him, that is. Yeah, you've already said it.
I couldn't help myself during the last episode. Like, it's like the that Lord of the Rings thing with Viggo Mortensen breaking his toe when he kicks the helmet.
Yeah.
When the last episode of Curb came on, I was like, Therese, it's like, you know how the last episode of Seinfeld ended? They all ended up in prison. And the last joke of the episode is actually not the first joke in the first episode of Seinfeld. That's why the tense pant is funny. And he's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just actually trying to watch this show.
He just turns around and he's like, yeah, but it doesn't make this show funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me happy that I know it.
The worst was I paused it when Seinfeld came on. I was like, have I told? Yes, you have told me. Oh, okay, I'll unpause it then.
Just moving the remote away from you. It's like, we're just going to put this over here, actually.
Yeah, every time you pause it to tell me something I don't give a fuck about, this whole thing goes on for longer. Yeah.
I have to watch more Curb Your Enthusiasm and you're one of the characters. I hate it.
You were very insistent that this would be 54 minutes. No more, no less. And right now, we've gone over the hour mark because you keep saying, that's Seinfeld, that is.
Malfunction.
Do you two know the song Cherry Pie by Warrant?
Was it like, she's my cherry pie?
Correct.
Put a cherry up my ass and you will play.
Well, it could be.
Something like that.
Because I've been under the impression for many years that Cherry Pie is a song about cherry pie. I just thought it was an ode to cherry pie.
No way, man. That's a song about getting ass.
It is a song about getting ass. Because I only know the start of it. But it turns out, as you say, it's about getting ass. It's a naughty song. I thought it was about pies. I looked up the lyrics. It's horrible. It's naughty boys talking about what they call swinging, which they mean making roughy with a lady. And it's awful. I've just sat here all this time being like, nice song about pies and how nice pies are. And actually, it's all of Warrant talking about things like swinging in there because she wanted me to feed her, so I mixed up the batter and she licked the beater. Awful. Because I thought that was about pies. I never even thought about it. And now it turns out it's about sperm and licking.
Yeah.
And then towards...
Sorry, what do you... With a cherry pie, what are you using an egg beater for?
Well, I guess to make the crust. Are you making your own dough? I think Warrant are quite advanced bakers.
Egg-based dough for your cherry pie.
Yeah.
I think you just wanted to get a horrific analogy in there.
It turns out...
It's cherry pie fanny.
I think it might be anus. But they give up on the metaphors later on. They don't even mention cherry pies for most of the song. Towards the end, it's things like... It's like a farce. There's like a bit where he says... where's that bit? Yeah. Swinging so hard, forgot to lock the door. In walked her daddy, standing 6'4". He said, you ain't gonna swing with my daughter no more. There's nothing about pies in that. That's just a dad finding boy fucking his daughter. It's horrible.
He could be holding a slice of pie.
You ain't gonna swing with my daughter no more. Postscript, I'm not giving you this pie I made for you.
By the way, have you got a tiny fork for my pie?
Because we've only got big forks and I'm embarrassed because you come around to our house and we can't give you tiny cake forks. Anyway, I was pretty upset when I found out cherry pie isn't about cherry pie.
Because you've been singing it to your baby all the way through the hospital.
Well, here's the thing, Gavin. I've written cherry pie again, except it's just about pie this time.
Yes.
But also a little bit about how pie smelling makes you float.
Tasty, yummy, flaky, steaming.
She's my cherry pie. Baked her today as a nice surprise. Smells so good, the steam will make you fly. Sweet cherry pie. Hey, missus, that cherry pie smells mighty nice. Can I have a sniff?
No!
Well, baking in the oven, standing in my kitchen. Got cherry on my oven gloves, so gotta be switching. Take it out the auger, put it on the sill. Don't sniff this or fly off, you will. Yeah, yeah! Cherries in the base, puff pastry on the top. If you get a whiff of this, then off you pop. Pie so good, it'll make me glow. But don't sniff this or you'll start to float. I'll fly, you'll fly, we'll all fly from her. We'll take off if we sniff before we order. Warning, cherry pie. So dangerous, I made a sign. Do avoid those long stink lines. Sweet cherry pie. Evil cherry pie. One good sniff sends you 10 miles high. When the smell wears off, you'll fall and die. Sweet cherry pie. Pie smell is so good. Pie smell is so great. Pie smell got me floating like I lost all of my weight. Floating's funny, you real buzz. But soon I'm getting scared in the air because I'm floating in the air. I've gone and sniffed a cherry pie. I sniffed it far too soon, and now I'll fall and die. How will I get back down, but not break my spine? Quick, somebody down below, bake a gooseberry pie. Gooseberries have a lighter effect than cherry pie, which means you can float down safely somewhat. I hope there's one down there. Got no gooseberry pie. You fucked up there and it serves you right. It's nose for a nose, like eye for an eye. And you sniffed my pie. She's my cherry pie. I put her on the window and watch you fly. It's been my plan the whole time. I'm an evil guy with the cherry pie. Yeah.
I think it was better when it was about jizz, actually.
That's fantastic.
I like that you explained how the smell lines of a gooseberry pie can actually bring you back down from the stratosphere. Where
I did have to paste in a whole other bit of walking in the air just to cover me so that I had some time to explain the differences scientifically between gooseberry and cherry pie. I don't know. It's not a rigorously scientific song, but I think it does cover the basics. There are
and it's PG. That's the important
PG,
thing.
PG, yeah, that's
P is fucking G. I mean, there is the F word in it quite a lot, so it's a 15 automatically, but beyond that.
Are you allowed, you know, because you know when people have babies, they put you in like a friendship group. They make you be friends with other baby parents, right?
Yes, that's a government thing, yes.
That is a government thing. Is it a government thing? Yeah.
No.
Oh. I don't fucking know, do I?
Come on.
Seems like this type of thing our government might fucking force on us. Anyway, did you run this song by any of those people to make sure that they would be okay with you singing it to children? Because that's how you find out something is 12A.
No, I genuinely did have a walk with someone from our baby classes recently, and it came up that he played instruments, and I was like, oh, I got a little MIDI keyboard recently. He was like, have you written anything? And I had to like stop short of telling him the only thing I've written on it is a song about a worm falling in love with Barry Keoghan's dick in Saltburn.
When you say you went on a walk with an adult, yeah. Not with one of the babies.
Just the baby. And I was forcing the baby to walk even though it can't even hold up its neck yet. I was just like, no, come on. Grow up. Literally, grow up.
We're going on a hike, baby.
And you're desperately trying to get the Barry Keoghan worm dick story up on your phone. It's like, I had 4G a second ago. It's gone to H. Oh, it's ridiculous. I can't load anything on H.
Don't know why I've brought you up Ben McDwee in the Scottish Highlands. This is a stupid idea on multiple levels. If you don't
love not crying regular features into a single syllable.
This is genuine. I'm very sorry. But I had a big nap at like 4:30 today. Then I woke up.
When you go home from school.
Half an hour before we were supposed to podcast. I genuinely overslept
in the mid to late afternoon.
Yeah, in the middle of the day. It was a really good nap as well. I was so confused when I woke up. And like half an hour before we were podcasting, oh, I felt horrible. I was like,
I did wonder why you hadn't responded to any of Gav's messages about what we should record on.
Yeah. I thought he was just going, you'll work it out, don't worry.
So this is basically my apology for not having a real feature because
that's the thing. I knew today was going to be a stress for me work wise, but I was like, oh no, I can podcast. But I always make it very clear. I was like, I shall be featureless. But that sort of then goes that nobody else is allowed to be featureless, which is probably right. Which is actually the stress is my. It's not really down to the nap. It's down to me.
Was,
well,
that's little, also why Gav slept for 16 hours last night.
I will stress that I did do work today. I've been really busy. That's why I had a nap, because I was so sleepy from all the work I did.
But you're like fucking Winnie the Pooh. Jesus Christ. You've done a little fucking walk, ate some honey, did some errands for Tigger, then you fucking slept the rest of the afternoon.
I need my sleep. I'm so tired all the time. So I wrote this in literally 14 minutes, okay?
Fuck me.
And I know you did a cool song, Joe, but this one doesn't have a song attached to it. You're just going to have to roll with it, okay? Okay. Now it's time for Steve's regular feature. I'm in the walls. Get me out. Oh, no. I'm in the walls. Hang on, what voice am I going to do for this? There we go.
Oh, God.
And now I'm in the walls. I'm going to die unless you get me out of here. I'm also Dua Lipa, but that's neither here nor there, because right now I'm crammed inside the void between your plasterboards, and I'm rapidly suffocating to death. I can dance, I can dance, I can dance. Oh my God, help me. Oh God, I'm stuck inside your fucking walls.
You said there wasn't a cool song. You lied to me.
Do you? A. Pull the fridge away from the wall and drill some Dua Lipa-sized air holes. Or B, bang on the walls to frighten me out.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think...
Don't know that much about Dua Lipa, but does she spook easily?
Well, I think that's an important consideration. I also want to know whether Dua Lipa's meant to be here at all. Because if she's not, I want to bang her senseless.
Dua Lipa's business is not your own. You don't pay any attention to what I'm doing here.
B.
Keeping her cards close to her chest. I think spook her out by banging shit out of the wall.
You're going to try and spook me out, are you?
Spook this Lipa.
Oh, God. Dua Lipa, you've really fucking startled me now. Now I've got wedged even further inside your walls. You've made everything worse for me, Dua Lipa. And I'm going to die inside your walls. And it's all going to be all your fault, Joe especially. I have a big concert in 1 hour. And all of my friends will be chanting, Gavin Joe. Here are calls. Dua Lipa's dead inside your walls.
That's two good songs.
I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Do you? Hey, leave a tray of raw sausage meat by a power socket to try and lure me out. Or B, look down the chimney. maybe the walls are connected to the chimney somehow. It makes sense. Walls are a hole in your house. Mm. And what's behind a wall, if not a hole?
I get the sense Miss Leaper might be some kind of...
Ms. Leaper, sorry.
Could Mrs. Leaper is my mother.
Please.
I get the sense she may be some kind of vegan / vegetarian, and therefore sausages will push her further inside the walls, the opposite of what we want.
That's really good.
Okay. All right.
You related to Tim Allen, Mrs. Leaper.
You look down the chimney in case the chimney is connected to behind the walls, and you see me, Dua Lipa, right crammed right inside the walls. Big whoop! That's because that's exactly where I said I was going to be. Laugh it up, Buster. You're looking at Dua Lipa inside your walls. You have seen me at my lowest ebb. Now what are you going to do about it? I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Do you? Hey, lower a fishing rod down the chimney with a Dua Lipa biscuit attached. Or B, play my favorite song down the chimney, Biscuit Time by Dua Lipa from her album. I want a biscuit now.
Well, if we do that, we'll... You sing it.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I will. Yes. And you're good.
That's a hard B. Agree.
Oh, lovely. Lovely for me. Dua Lipa biscuits are my absolute favorite. Using all of my strength, I squirm out of the walls for a nice biscuit treat. You successfully got Dua Lipa out of your walls. Here is £400 as a reward. Don't tell anyone I was here. Goodbye.
Can we go to the concert?
Sorry?
Can we go to the concert in an hour?
Yeah, yes. let us come to Coachella, Dua Lipa.
Do we get comps?
Okay, yeah, you get two backstage tickets to Dua Lipa's concert.
Two each.
Playing. What, you want to bring a plus one?
Yeah.
Why is that a detail that you need to mention?
I'm committing to this.
Okay, you can bring your wife. Gav, do you want a plus one as well?
Nah, I'm all right.
He's not going to go. This is exactly why I wanted a plus one. He's not bothered.
No, I do want to go, but I want to be focused on the leaps. And if I take a plus one, they'll want me to entertain them. So, and I want to make it very clear that I want to be entertained, not do any entertaining. So
this is very much you at the side of the stage having to entertain your plus one and going, did you know Seinfeld? That Seinfeld was in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's Dua Lipa, that is. Just pointing at the one fucking person on stage.
you arrive backstage.
Yeah.
Catering. You'll never guess. It's a table full of biscuits.
Wow.
Okay. Dua Lipa. She takes the stage. She's all dirty from being behind your walls. But doesn't she look gorgeous? And Dua Lipa's singing her her hit song.
Biscuit time. I'm feeling quite all right. I went into your walls. Never thought that I could fall. That's right, it's biscuit time. Didn't think it was a crime to search for crumbly treats behind your walls for me. Biscuit time.
And that's it.
It's quite an ambitious time signature that she's got in that song.
Just leaves it on that suspended note as well.
Wow. And then just walks off stage.
Good time.
And then it just ends.
Just walks off stage, but from the front, and goes directly through the crowd to a taxi.
A big yellow cab in the mosh pit.
Proper New York cab.
Just fucking going through everyone.
Get out of freaking way. Dua Lipa.
I got Dua
Dua Lipa in the back.
Gotta pick up Dua Lipa from Coachella.
Dua Lipa's like, wow, you got exactly the same voice as me, taxi driver.
Regular features, come on.
As ever, I'm so fucking annoyed at how good a feature can be from you written in 14 minutes.
That's the thing. I've got no excuse other than not being as funny as Steve, because that is a good excuse, actually. But I was like, oh, I'm definitely won't have time to do a feature. And that motherfucker knocks that out in 14 minutes.
One of these days, I'm going to apply myself, and then you'll see.
It'll be shit.
And then it's over for you motherfuckers.
I'm leaving you guys in the dirt. As soon as I stop taking naps at 4:30. Was a good nap, though. Still a bit sleepy, to be honest.
Fuck it now. Like you're going on about just how much sleep you're having to a new daddy.
Yep, I wasn't going to bring it up.
It's just bragging at this point. It's like, I literally cannot stop sleeping.
Steve, at the start of this, being like, oh, I'm just so tired all the time. I was just sitting here seething, desperate for his Dua Lipa feature to be awful. And then it's brilliant.
Well, you know how me and Log have had this sympathetic baby brains with you? Like, we're just vibing off the whole baby mood.
Yeah.
That your baby's brought to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the sleepiness is coming from. I'm feeling the fatigue of both being a baby and being a new dad.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm a new dad, actually.
Like, come over here and pull your fucking finger out.
Is that why you text me going, can you catch baby brain? And you actually, not only have you caught baby brain, but your brain has now turned into a baby's brain.
It's because I love my friend Joe and my new baby very, very deeply.
I would fucking love it if you started Benjamin Buttoning. Going back into it, turn it into a baby.
Tune in next week to find out if I'm a week younger.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to give a feature to me. And if we go someplace or pants, I know that there's a chance regular features will see. And afterwards we drive it to a quiet little place and talk about the name. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like,
hello. I used to come around here looking for features. Because I had my fill of features, but I've run out. Do I have any regular features?
Oh, just listen to this.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Regular Features Podcast. If you like the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/regularfeatures and help us out by donating an amount of your choosing. Pay us £2 or more per episode. We will destroy your human name and bequeath you with a B name. Last week, there was a muck-up.
A snafu
with the recording, which meant that we actually gave B names out last week, and they couldn't make it into the final edit of the episode because of technical issues. So we have two B names. What's the best way of doing this?
Let's hear them, and if we like them, we'll approve them, and if we don't, we'll upcycle them.
Yeah.
Right. A B name, please, for James Scott. I'm going to tell you what James Scott's B name is, and you can upcycle, you can workshop, you can refine or confirm, or deny. James Scott's B name is Teddy Ten Stingers.
Put it through.
That's what always happens with B names. Like, what will happen is we'll say them on the episode, and everyone will be like,
we'll be embarrassed.
guaranteed an hour later, someone will tell me that exact same B-name and I'll think it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I think it's not having the jeopardy. That's the bit. And I'm just like, oh, that's fucking great. Do you remember, like, before the last live show, after we, I don't know, I think we recorded, I'm not sure, or did we put it out, where it was just us laughing our fucking heads off, just reading out from the spreadsheet?
Yeah, that's like a Patreon bonus episode. If you've not listened to it, it's worth it. It's just us coming up with B names for loads of people, and it ends with Log absolutely fucked getting up from the table to go for a cigarette, and we're all telling him he's not allowed to have a cigarette until he gives a final B name.
No, that was us coming up with the B names, though. At one point, we were just reading them out to each other. Like, I think later on that night, after we stopped recording, we were just reading out old B names to each other whilst getting fucked up before the live show.
We're geniuses.
That is funny, man. That's some funny shit.
We have another patron who has already had a B name. It's Daniel Burgle. Got a B name last week, which was destroyed in the edit. Would you like to know Daniel Burgle's B name?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
It is Vegan B-Gun.
Vegan B-Gun.
Vegan B-Gun. I mean, you can picture the hilarious conversation that led to that.
I can't, and I was there.
Yeah, I was there too, and I can't remember how that came about.
The fun thing for me is not knowing who came up with either, but the way that you're both reacting, I would suggest that that's Logs.
I don't know. Might have been Steve.
I think no. I try and keep my toes out of the B naming game.
Also, he's gonna turn veganism into a joke, is he? He takes it very seriously, actually.
You're right. You're
trying to feed him some lamb once. Kid freaked out.
You tried to feed me lamb. I had a 6-hour nap. I was so annoyed.
I'm gonna wake up and shit this out. Good night. Fucking happens once, Steve.
Slams the door.
You like your own B name?
Oh, we're sticking with Vegan B Gun.
Yeah, I like Vegan B Gun.
I think we got it.
Can't fuck with that.
It's great.
Can't fuck with that.
If you like your own B name, go to patreon.com/regularfeatures. You also get access to the Beehive. That is the patron exclusive Discord channel. Joe, Gav, have you seen anything fun on the Discord channel that you'd like to share with the readers?
Well, I am about to post, as soon as we finish recording, a picture of Joe and I pretending to do your face when your computer froze on us earlier.
Oh, did I freeze in a fun pose?
You froze. Well, no, you froze.
Fucking hot.
Yeah, you look handsome. And both of us tried to do it. Bullshit. And I was being really sincere about how handsome I thought I was trying to be. Didn't work. Also, I would point out in the classic episode chat section, there's a good little bit where the Leaning Tower of Pisa says, Pizza. Says
the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Says in which episode?
Just passing over that, are we?
Yeah. Says in which episode does Log describe planets fucking? I've been wanting to re-listen for ages, and then Log himself comes in with over the course of a full day. So from 8:35 a.m. to 5:58 p.m. he's slowly working out which feature that could be, and then finally gets it and says, McClued it! So, yeah, you can watch real-life detective work about our own bullshit being done in the Beehive.
That guy's got nothing on. He's got a whole day just to waste.
Yeah, he spent the entire time that Steve would have a nap in doing work on features.
I didn't realize that there was an out of context channel in there, and the way I got fucking steaming pissed the other night, and on the way home I just sat in the Discord going through that and laughing like an absolute fucking maniac in the back of the cab home at like 3:30 in the morning. It was brilliant. That's such a good time.
Well, I don't know if we're including the Grimes chat we had, but I've just scrolled up and the first thing I've seen is, again, the Leaning Tower of Pizza saying, she is 1,000 times nicer to me than the hated flesh Grimes.
I can never remember who said these.
No, I don't know what any of them are.
You don't want to ask.
No, that's the
thing. No, you can't ask.
No, I think that's gauche.
Can't ask for
very
context.
Gauche. Very gauche.
I put one in not long ago because I went through a little phase of listening to old episodes, and it was this is
I do know who this is from. It's Steve, and it's Brian woke at dawn, the dead weight of his fat boner crushing him like a horrible pink punching bag. That's good shit.
That's some good shit. At one point, we should do just a Patreon-exclusive podcast, which is just us reading out, getting pissed, and then reading out every bee name to each other and laughing off
good
fucking
idea,
asses.
Man. Let's do that for Christmas.
Sounds great. Can we have a nap before we do that?
You can. You'll need it.
You're like, we'll have to have a nap in the middle because there's fucking loads of them.
Steve just really grumpy, like, I haven't actually slept enough today.
I've only had 9 hours sleep. I am falling apart.
I've only had 9 hours of daytime sleep. I'm a wreck of a man.
We'll be back next week with another episode of the podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. That was really loosey-goosey, but really fun.
Thanks.
I love it.
So loose.
Regular features. Regular features. Regular features.